I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
This is Central Oregon's Morning News on News Talk 1110 KBND.
Good morning. It is 5:05. It was a dramatic snowmobile crash in Central Oregon.
It's expected to be another lively debate in a local Senate race tonight. Details coming up.
The Madras Aquatic Center is closed for the month. We'll tell you why. It's 5:05, News Talk 1110, KBND. Good morning to you. Sheriff's deputies continue in the investigation of a crash that dumped two snowmobile riders in the icy waters of Fall Creek. It happened just after noon on Saturday. 42-year-old William Myers of Bend was operating a two-seat Arctic Cat along Trail 5 near Sparks Lake and didn't realize that Fall Creek crosses the trail. He was unable to avoid going over a snowbank, becoming airborne over the creek, and crashing into the opposite bank, throwing Myers and passenger Dean Richards of Portland into the creek. Both men were flown by Airlink to St. Charles Bend, where they were treated for minor injuries and released.
In other local news, State Senator Chris Telfer and challenger Tim Canope square off in another local debate. Tonight's contest is in Redmond, and it's hosted by the Redmond Patriots. Spokesman Robert Perry says the audience will enjoy some questions that haven't been asked yet.
They'll be squaring off in what's been aptly described as a family feud. We expect a lively debate considering some of the comments already made by the candidates and their supporters.
It's free and open to the public. The Redmond Patriots meeting starts at 6:30 at the Redmond Highlands Baptist Church.
For the third year in a row, the Madras Aquatic Center is closed for the month of April. Bobby DeRost is the director of the center. He says there are several years for the closure.
One, we've got to do some necessary maintenance items to the pools and to the filter systems and add some traction to the locker rooms. But we're also in a budget constraint and saving a little money as well.
The Madras pool is scheduled to reopen May 7th. The center is expanding outside of water activities to increase revenue. They've added youth soccer and basketball and adult basketball and volleyball.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 7th. From News Talk 1110 KBND.
Skyview traffic this morning, mountain passes, they're doing pretty good. We've got bare pavement, Santa Yam and Government Camp. Willamette Pass just has some spots of ice, and locally, the roads look fine.
1110 KBND weather.
Partly sunny skies today, highs near 64. Right now, it's 31 in Bend, 33 in Redmond, and 35 in Madras. KBND News Time is 5:07. Bend police continue the search for a Bend man that went for a walk and is now reported as missing. 48-year-old Eric Todd Kainer left his residence on North Southwest Elkhorn Street around 8 o'clock Sunday morning and has not been seen since. Family members say it's not normal for him to be gone for long periods of time. He does not have a car and left his cell phone at home. Kenninger is described as a white male, has short red hair, is 5'6", and weighs about 220 pounds.
The owner of a vacant home in Lapine got a big surprise when he went to check on the residence and found a man and woman living there. Friday afternoon, Deschutes County Sheriff's deputies were called to a home on Parkway Drive after the homeowner entered the residence, saw it disheveled, and someone inside the home. Lieutenant Kevin Disney says the owner then backed out of the house and called 911.
Deschutes County Sheriff's Office, along with the Oregon State Police, responded to the area and surrounded the house. We ultimately called in the Deschutes County Sheriff's Office a special operations team, which is a SWAT team of sorts. We were able to communicate via loudspeaker into the residence, and we were able to have two suspects come outside of the residence and were taken into custody without incident.
Disney says school buses were directed to avoid the area while the incident was being resolved. The suspect's identity remained under investigation, and it's unknown if the homeowner knew the suspects. Charges have not been determined.
The BLM has approved the next step in a geothermal project near the Newberry Crater here in Central Oregon. 1110 KBND's Brad Ford has details.
The Newberry volcano hasn't erupted for 1,300 years, but the ground under the volcano is still hot.
The potential for geothermal energy is really enormous.
Susan Petty, president of Altarock Energy, says they want to create fracture zones in the rock so they can pump water into the hot zone.
It flows through the cracks in the rock, picks up the earth's heat, and then comes out the production wells.
The steam would then power generators they hope to be able to start testing by this fall.
In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110 KBND Radio News.
The U.S. Forest Service will keep its dispatch center in Prineville. The Forest Service has been talking about possibly moving the call center to the Redmond Airport, where other fire suppression services are housed. houses, but new federal rules regarding lease agreements mean the dispatch center will remain in Prineville for now. The Redmond Airport currently houses several fire suppression services for the federal government, administrative offices, the local air tanker base, and a smoke jumper operation. According to an article in the Bulletin, the Redmond City Manager David Brandt says the Forest Service wants to do a lease, but they don't have a building with the appropriate design. It's 10 minutes after 5 o'clock. Welcome to the 1110 KBND Morning News.
In depth and only on News Talk 1110 KBND, here's Take 5.
Today on Take 5, we take you to Prineville, where a 49-year-old man is battling cancer.
I've dwindled down to nothing, just a bag of Jell-O.
And needs about $160,000 for a life-saving transplant.
It's just kind of a sad thing, you know, to where